Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Betty Harris. I hope y'all don't. Wait a minute. Y'all might be hearing an echo. Praise the Lord. Let me see. You never know about these electronic things. Praise the Lord that you have them. You never know when they're going to mess up on you. I'm bringing you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. This is Evangelist Betty Harris. Some of you from Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. One more time to be on the air, and one more time for you all to be listening, well, for you all to be tuning me in. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. And I thank the Lord. God has brought me a mighty long way. I'm dealing with trusting the Lord for all things. You know, we tried to figure out so many battles in our own strength. And that is the reason we are still in these battles. We need to call on the Lord. We try to do too much ourselves. And one thing, we wait too long to call on Jesus. We're going to try to work it out ourselves first. You know, we're going to, I want to work this thing out. You need to call Jesus first sign. When you see the sign of something going wrong, you need to call on Jesus then. Don't wait. Don't wait. Well, I'm going to wait and see how this is going to work out. No. You call on Jesus. Then when you see trouble coming, you call on Jesus. It's just like it's about to rain, and first it's going to get cloudy. Well, I'm going to wait till it started raining. No. It started getting cloudy. You started making preparation. If you're trying to go somewhere and it's cloudy, you go get your umbrella or your raincoat, and you take it with you. You don't wait till it starts raining, and then that's when you take your umbrella and your raincoat with you. When that cloud come up in the sky, look, you start getting rain boots, rain jackets, rain coat, and whatever. You know, that before it's rain. It might rain, it might not, but it's cloudy, and the signs. Sometimes these signs are there, and we want to do our own thing, and we do our own thing. That's why you're crying now. You try to fight your own battle. You can't fight that battle. The devil will beat you half to death. The devil will beat you crazy. You can't do it because the load's too heavy. the battle is too tough. And get you out there and you can't, and you don't know how to fight. My God. The enemy is strong. The enemy does not play. But Jesus is stronger than the enemy. But he wants you to give it to him. You try to fight it all the time. You try to fight it. You don't, see, we do, we, you know, sometimes we talk so much, you know. It doesn't take, no, I don't have to, you know, I tell God everything. But the scripture saying all that ways and all of him, he would direct that path. Now, something you need to do yourself. No, you need a knowledge of the Lord on everything. What you're going to wear, what you're going to cook, what direction you're going to go to work, and what direction you're going to church. You need to seek the Lord. You need to be prayerful. That's our problem. Well, I've been going this way all this time, and I don't need to seek the Lord. I don't need to ask the Lord, guide me and direct me. Because sometimes that's an accident right up there. An accident. And sometimes you can abort an accident because the Lord tell you to go another way. And then when you go that way, sometimes people say, you know, someone told me to don't go that way, and I didn't, and some did, and some didn't. But, you know, those are the part of the Lord. Something told me, yeah, it was the Holy Spirit talking to you. If we listen to the Holy Spirit, we won't never. But the word, we won't never go wrong. If we listen to the voice of the Lord, no matter how it sounds, some of y'all think, oh, that's so silly, how stupid it sounds, as long as we listen to the voice of the Lord, we will never make a mistake. Not in this lifetime. We will never, and you know in the other lifetime, you never won't make a mistake. If you listen to the voice of the Lord, not your mama, not your sister, not your pastor, not your husband, not your wife, but if you listen to the voice of the Lord, you won't go wrong. You won't go wrong now. Praise the Lord. This is Fancy Betty Harris talking to you now. Oh, shoot. Oh, my Lord. Talking to you. I was listening. The thing just keep on going down. I keep, this man was talking. Let me get back on air again. Let me see. Three, four. And he was saying, it was a musician, and the man was, he was quoting what the man said. Say, you can't please everybody, which that's true. You know, you can't please everybody. He said, what you do, you just please yourself. You know, you can't please everybody. People take you down the path of no return. You can't please everybody, so you just please yourself and Jesus. So, you can go this way, go that way, and somebody still can find fault. So what you do, you have to please yourself. Do what you think is right. Do what you think is right, and do what the Holy Ghost is telling you to do. Yeah, this has been Betty Harris. Trusting the Lord for all things. Oh, you're so tired. You know, I'm telling you too. You're so tired of picking up the pieces behind people that made shipwreck. I'm not lying. You tired of that. When God told him don't do it, but you know, look, a lot of people in trouble right now. Not because God told them to go one way and they went another. Talk to me. That's the truth. God told you don't do that, but you went right on and did it. And now other people got to help you get out of your mess that you got in because you were hard-headed and you were disobedient to the Holy Spirit. And everybody got to come involved in it. Yeah, you tired. You get tired. Yes, you do. People making all these shipwrecks, and you got to help bail them out of. You get tired. You get tired. Yes, you do. Because God told you don't do that. He told you. He told you. He showed you. But you went on and did it anyway. Yeah, you right. Trust in the Lord for all things. We got certain things we trust in the Lord for, and certain things we don't. You know, we're so smart. Okay, and Proverbs, praise the Lord. 18 and 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. My Lord, my Lord. Okay, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Romans 10:17. My Lord, God is so good, God is so good. Yeah, ain't all need shipwreck. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Philippians 4:13. My Lord, my Lord. It's always something. I'm going to tell you the truth. Life is something. It's always something. Always. It's always something. Always something. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I want to play some sound. Well, first, I don't own any copyright to any of this music that I'm playing. Praise the Lord. I don't own any copyright to this any music I'm playing. I thank the Lord that I'm able to play the music. It does help the broadcast. It really does. I'm telling you all, I only try to get some more music on, but I thank the Lord for what it is. The devil get me around. I thank the Lord. You know, you used to just go to a store, and they have all the religious CDs and stuff. But now you go, you know how it's in there. Where can you go to get CDs and stuff? Religious CDs, gospel CDs. To me, you just might have to order them. You know, I used to go to this certain store and just get CDs, Christian CDs. Not now. Shoot. You know, it's hard to find. You have to order them online. Yeah. I'm still talking about trusting the Lord for all and all things. Yeah, you sick in your body. You have a problem with your husband, problem with your children, problem with your wife, problem on the job. Oh, yes, you do. You're sick in your body. Your mama's sick, your daddy's sick, you sick, everybody's sick. The dog's sick. You. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Look at here. It ain't nothing nice. Trouble, nothing nice now. Trouble to get you. Trouble make you cry. Okay. All right. Yes, I'm dealing with it. I'm dealing with the, I want God to take control of this broadcast. And, my big spirit song.
Word from the Lord. how he spoke to me. I was in Nashville, Tennessee, sitting at a conference, and I was sitting there depressed about things that have happened in my past. And Bishop Kenneth Mole stood on his feet, and he sang these words, and they came straight from the Lord to me. He said, "Your life
the Lord. My Lord. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Is the man better half on you, Brisbane? Memphis, Tennessee. I'm talking about trusting the Lord for all things. For everything. We take something so small. Where it's small, or you know, you don't need to ask God for everything. Okay. Keep on saying it. Till you run to a brick wall. Keep on saying it. What is it about the little fossil that destroyed the vine? It's the little small thing. You know, really, some marriages have broken up, started from something small. Then it, yeah, you know how they do, so-and-so, be just as small. Yeah, and then after a while, y'all bring everything up in it. Sometimes you bring it up on the side, you got married, sometimes you even bring it up. Even your childhood, you know, it started from just a little small situation, just something small. One, it was just so minor, and then next thing you know, it had blown out of proportion. Then you say, "Well, what popped this on? We weren't talking about that." Oh, I'm telling you, it's a small throw that mind. It's a small person. No, I don't know. I forgot how it go, but it's a small thing that will destroy your marriage. Destroy your home, make you lose your job. You get mad on one thing, then it escalates. You know what I'm telling you? It escalates. Some of y'all have done it, just talk about something. That thing, you know, they bring up stuff that happened a long time ago. Especially between sisters and brothers. You talking about one thing, that thing, you know, yeah, mama did this, and my daddy did that, and mama liked you better than she did me, and she did for you, and she wouldn't do it for me. What are you talking about that? You talking about something else, and you bring the air all, everything, from A to Z. We do that now. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm, we are. We really do. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to pray. if you got any sickness in your body, I want to pray on a different sickness all through this broadcast. And because people are going through all kind of situations. They are going through. They're having problems with left and right. If they don't have problems, most people got some type of problem, but some of them worse than others. But if you don't have a problem that's very, very, very serious, you know somebody who does. Your children got problems. You don't have problems. I bet some of your children got problems. And we're gonna pray. First, I'm gonna ask the Lord, if I done anything in people's eyesight, if I misused anybody, if I talked to somebody wrong, if I done people wrong. Lord, forgive me. If I said something about the way, Lord, forgive me. Lord, whatever it is that I have done, Lord, you forgive me. You forgive me. Because I want this broadcast to go over. Lord, I want people to be healed and delivered through this broadcast, Father. Forgive me. And first thing, I want to praise you and thank you for your goodness and your mercy before I said one prayer. Ah, my Lord, I thank you. I want to praise you for who you are. For how good you've been to me. Praise the Lord. And another thing, Lord, I want to thank you. I want to pray for my pastor so I won't forget to pray for him. Give him strength in his body. Give him strength in his walk with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Working that bless the family, bless his wife, in the name of Jesus. Make them as one, Father, in the name of Jesus. And now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm getting ready to pray for the people that having problems. So many, it's so many problems, so many situations. But Lord, you know everything. You know everything. You know I was down sitting, I was uprising, I was coming in and I was coming out. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, those under the sound of my voice, you touch their body, Father, in the name of Jesus. It's so much sickness, Lord. So much sickness. Among other things, sickness. In the name of Jesus. Let the healing virtue, Lord, cover this broadcast, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let deliverance come through this broadcast, Father, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Oh, God. All kind of sickness, all kind of cancer, Lord. Cancer is taking over. Cancer is one of the illness that's taking over, Lord. Cancer. My Lord, dissolve those lumps, Father, dissolve those different lumps in different parts of the body, Father. Breast. Oh, lumps in the breast. Dissolve it, Lord. Dissolve it. Oh, God. Lumps in the back, in the stomach. Oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, dissolve the lumps. Dissolve the lumps, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cut the blood flow. I come against that cancer spirit in the name of Jesus. I see healing to the body. Healing to the body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Diabetes, Lord. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, recollect the high blood pressure. Recollect the blood pressure, Father. Recollect the low blood pressure. Recollect the high blood pressure, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, let healing take place over these airways, Father. In the name of Jesus, let healing, Lord. Let healing. They have a trouble in the knees, in the joints, Father. In the back, in the legs, Lord. In the kidneys, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, part of the stomach, the digestive system. Father, in the name of Jesus. Correct, Lord. Correct. You made everything. You made it. You created, Lord. And you know how it works. You know how it's supposed to be worked. You know how it's supposed to run. Lord God, everything that's not like you, everything that has gotten out of track in our body, the bloodstream, the blood. Everything that has gotten out of track that's not like you, Lord, put it back together. Put the puzzle back together, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, put the puzzle back. You know, I see. Oh, the enemy cutting here and they cutting there. The enemy attacking this part of the body, that part of the body. Oh, God, straighten up, Lord. Put the body back together again. Make it whole. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Someone don't know what to do, but make it whole, Father. In the name of Jesus, you made us. You know all about it. You know all about it. You know what we need. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Sickness taking over. They're taking over. Oh, God. All kind of blood disease in the name of Jesus. My God. All kinds of ailments, all kinds of problems, all kinds of sickness. I don't even know it, but Holy Ghost, you know. Holy Ghost, you move, you heal, and you deliver, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. I see in the name of Jesus. You deliver. And you set free, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let healing take place, Lord. Let healing take place. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, people just tired. They're tired of being sick. They're tired of the pain. Oh, God, ease the pain. On the sound of my voice, ease the pain, Father. In the name of Jesus, they're tired. Oh, not hot seat. They're tired, Lord. They've been sick. They're in pain. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. My Lord.
Don't wait till the battle is over. You can shout right now. Hallelujah. We're going to take it back on y'all.
Don't wait till the battle is over.
Come on and put your hands.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. I'm coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Evangelist Betty Harris coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. We want to put that devil on the run. We want to put that devil on the run. I know the devil's been fighting you this week. Oh, yes, I know it. You know what? And I haven't been there. And I have not been at your house, Lee. But devil have attacked you this week. Yes. You've been in the battle. Yes. So many of y'all have been in the battle. Don't tell me. The devil does not play. He does not play. But Joel 3:10, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the weak say I'm strong. And Hebrews the 13th chapter and 8th verse, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. The Lord did not change. He's the same. As in the New Testament, he's the same Jesus. He had not changed. He's one thing, then the next day he's something else. He's the same. He's the same Jesus that your grandmama taught you, the same Jesus that you taught your children, the same Jesus. He has not changed. He's unchangeable. He's stable. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, Hebrews 13:8, the same yesterday and today and forever. He's been healing ever since he's been a world. Jesus Christ has been healing. He's been healing. God's been healing. Healing's been taking place. Healing's been taking place. People been healed all down through the years, down through the ages. They've been healed. But Jesus Christ has moved from, he has moved in their behalf in the name of Jesus. Yes, he has. He has not changed. He still heals. He still delivers. He still saves marriages. He still saves children. He still. And I thank you by the same material. Lord, bless that woman and to have a trouble giving birth, the childbirth problem, in the name of Jesus. Some of them, Lord, he just see this first time he gave me this, especially women that are on the side of my boy that's pregnant, have a problem with their pregnancy. And those who are not having a problem, Lord, bless them. Bless those pregnant women, Father. They're having problems. And those that with pregnant, Lord, let them not have any problem. Let them be able to have no problem in their pregnancy, Father, in the name of Jesus. And even in the deliverance room, go in, intervene, Father, in the name of Jesus. Guide the doctor's hand, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Touch those babies in the incubator. Touch those babies, Father, in the name of Jesus. They're having a hard time trying to breathe, having a hard time, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch those babies in the incubator, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the nursery, Lord. Touch those babies in the nursery, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the hospital, Lord, some of them having trouble trying to breathe, Father. Oh, God, intervene, Father. Satan, take your hands off. Take the hands off, Lord. Those babies, take your hands off in the name of Jesus. Those babies in the bottle with cancer, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal those children. Heal. Deliver. Set free. Touch. Holy Spirit, move. Move, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Go in the nursing room, nursing home, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch the elderly people in the nursing home, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal and deliver. Top of their heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Move in these different situations, Lord. In these neighborhoods where they're drug taking over, Lord. Lord, I can't save the world. But, Lord, I'm trying to save the one you have given assigned to my hand. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm just one person. But I'm going to do what I can, Lord. I'll do my part. I want to do my part. No, I'm going to do my part, Father. In the name of Jesus. That's all I can do. I'll do my part, Father. In the name of Jesus. Touch the people on the sound of my voice, Lord. They're going through, Father, their marriage, they're going through raising the children, Lord, the children ruling, Father, that prostitute on the street, Lord, send them back home to her children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch that prostitute, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch that pimp, save him, Father, Save that heart. Touch that heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. That drug dealer, the bit wheel, Lord. Get a hold of his heart, Lord. Change his heart, Lord. Change his mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. I see, in the name of Jesus. You know the flow. You know where it's coming from. And then I see, in the name of Jesus, getting into me and in these different neighborhoods, these young boys, Lord, carjacking, in the name of Jesus, that murderous spirit over Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, God. Oh, whatever spirit it is, oh, I come against that spirit, Lord. You know the spirit, that murderous spirit, that demonic spirit. I come against it, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, walking down the neighborhood, Holy Ghost. Knocking down, walk up and down the neighborhood, the street, Lord. They're scared to even come out in the name of Jesus. They're even scared to even stay in the house. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, intervene. Cut loose. Cut loose. Everything not like you, Lord. I come against it, Lord. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch the mind. Touch the heart. Let salvation take the hope. Let salvation take root, Father. In the name of Jesus. Save, Lord. Save, Jesus. Save, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, now. Oh, Jesus, save. It's so much, Lord. Oh, I don't know how to pray for. Lord, anoint me to pray. Anoint me for the prayer. Anoint me to pray, Father. Oh, when it's airway, anoint me to pray. As I go forth on this airway, anoint me to pray the right prayer. Say the right words in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch. Oh, touch, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. My Lord. God is good. He's good. My Lord. He is so good. Oh, we got to pray. I said we got to pray, and I got to pray the more. I got to pray. I got to cry out to the Lord. Got to cry out to him.
Name of Jesus, just proud of him. Not at the altar, you can tell she's all about
it. At the altar.
The courage
to dream.
tell him,
you
Jeff.
Can tell him.
Oh, what he has to say.
What he has to say.
All you have to do is humble yourself right now and just go.
At the end of that song is messing up. But at the altar, we got to get the whole to the altar. We got to get to this altar, people. Oh, find your altar, whatever altar you can get hold to. You find your altar and cry out to the Lord. No, we're not praying. How we sure we're going to more parties and more this gathering and stuff. Time out for that. I don't care how y'all say, oh, this and that, Things getting rough. It's already rough. It's even getting even worse. So, my Lord, my Lord. We got to get a hold to the altar. My God, my God. Things getting rough. It's time to go home. You've been at the fair too long. It's getting dark now. Time to go home. The sun going down. Time to go home. It's time to go home. You've been at the fair too long. Come on home. Come on home. Oh, my Lord. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, some of y'all been in this fair too long. Time to come in. Time to go home. It's getting dark. It's getting dark. The sun's going down. My Lord. room. You don't trust them enough. You know, you got to speak those things with not. You got to speak those things with these not as though they were. Well, I have talked about this before. Well, it's, you know, well, no sense is, you know, we always speak negative. Why not speak positive? If you don't see it, speak it. Keep speaking it. Keep speaking it. Well, you keep on speaking the negative part. Why don't you speak the good part? This and that is not going to work out. Keep saying it's going to work out. It's going to work out. Keep saying it. Keep saying the positive thing. That's our problem. It's all so negative. I probably be the next in line to get fired. No, you don't have to be. Just say, no, I won't be the next in line. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Keep saying the positive. This sounds just like his dad. It won't never be endured. Why do you keep saying it? Instead of keep saying that, why not say, I'm buying that spirit over my son or my daughter, and they won't be like the daddy and the mama. It won't be like the mama. It won't be like the daddy. Why you speak negative things over your children all your life? You won't never be nothing. Why? Don't keep saying it. Say positive thing over your children. Positive thing. Say blessing. Say, Lord, bless this child to be somebody. Bless this child, see him being somebody, this and that. Speak positive thing over your children. That's our problem, Mama and Daddy. Get mad at that old, because he's no good. You know he was no good when you married that no good man. You know she was no good when you married her. And now that you knocked out the tear, they're like, Dad, look, it's your fault. You know what type of person that person was when you married that person. When you started having children by that man, started having children by that woman. And that's what burns me up. You know there wasn't no good when you married. Oh, yeah, I done saw something now. You knew that. Mama told you that. Dad told you that. And you look at the family, the whole family, the same way. No good. And you still want to get in that marriage, want to get in that family. Oh, yes, you're right. You know, then time you start having children, you say, oh, they really, you'll be just like your old mama, just like your old daddy. Oh, no. Don't talk positive. Talk positive. You got Jesus. Talk positive over those children. What you got to lose? Nothing. But no, you rather let the devil use you to talk negative over the children. The children see that. Well, mama saying to be no good. Well, she said I'm not going to be no good, but I'm just going to not be any good. No. Turn that thing around. Tell what somebody said over you. Now, if you have to hear, you don't have to accept. You can rebuke that in the name of Jesus and get a hold of Jesus. And Lord, no, I thank you. I want to be like Jesus. No, I want to be like you. I want to be like you. No, that's the problem. That's why so much. That's the problem right there. Y'all know what I'm telling you. Old sound man, old sound woman. You know good and well they were no good when you married them. That's why I said no good. Then now when you get married and things getting working bad, and y'all having problems. Oh, you ready? You mad then? The person, I'm trying to keep you, don't get in that family. No, don't marry that man. Don't marry that girl or that lady, that woman. Shoot, can I tell you nothing? They can tell you nothing. And now, you got children, and you trying to take out on a poor child, poor girl. Mm-mm. No, we're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. I turn things around that have been speaking negative over these different, over the children, under the sound of my voice, Lord. I change it, I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that spirit. That negative spirit over those children, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Get a hold of those children, Lord. Let them put their eyes on you, Father. Save them, Lord. Touch their heart, touch their mind, to turn their hearts and mind to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So much going on. So much, Lord. It's so much going on, Lord. Some of these problems are the adult problems. We call some of these problems, Father, by what we have said over the children down through the years, Lord. down through the years, it's been negative. We bad, what they said, we bad about them. Talk about them bad because of the daddy, because of the mama. They can't help it, Father. They can't help it. My Lord, you're the hold of that situation. They've been ruined. They've been hurt, Lord. Talk negative to them. Talk bad to them. My Lord, they got feelings, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit that coming out the mouths of the mama and the daddy and the grandmama and whomever, Father. In the name of Jesus, I send it back to the river, pit of hell, by which it came from. In the name of Jesus, and I speak prosperity to all those children, Father. I speak love. I speak the spirit of the Lord coming in their heart, getting them, saving them, Father. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. My God, get a hold to these children, Father. Touch their heart. Touch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of Jesus. These children have a hard time in speaking negative over these children, Father, ever since they've been born. My God. My God. My God. In the name of Jesus, I speak life. In the name of Jesus, I know how to see. In the name of Jesus, save them. Oh, God, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Yes. I might get some calls now. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Yeah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Yes, Lord. Thank the Lord. There's power in the blood. Blood of Jesus. That sound is good. The first part is good. The bad parts are acting up. So I just say the part that sound all right. Praise the Lord. Yes. Getting back to the cheering. And you know what? Yeah, my daddy was a heavy drinker. Yeah, he loved his liquor. He used to come home, didn't have any money in his pocket, but he came home with a bottle in his, but he didn't have any money in one pocket. Was no money in the other pocket, was liquor. So he said, I'm telling you, he was a heavy drinker all his life. He was a railroad man, drank heavy. And you know, what so happened is that and my mother died when I was 5 years old. 5 years old. My dad had 5 children, 3 girls and 2 boys. And so my aunt, my mother's sister. You know, your dad, you know, your mama did, and you know, you had five children. Got to be, you know, your dad, your husband left with 5 children. The wife is dead, died in the accident. Okay, so my mother's sister, I'm telling you what I know. Now, she kept it all through the years. She did now, so I'm talking about it. And I was wrong when she told me that. She said, I didn't think you all would be anything. That's what she said. See, I thought y'all would be the one that have a lot of babies and no husband, you know, living that low-type life. Now, you know what? She had that in her heart all down through the years, that we wasn't going to be nothing. I'm telling you. See, because my daddy, he drank, yeah, he was able to drink. Yes, he was. Didn't pay the bill like he should. No, I'm not lying. It is fine. Ain't nothing to hide. Then maybe this might help somebody else. But show you how people think you're not going to be nothing. And she had that in her heart, that we wasn't going to be anything. We was girls, you know. Wasn't going to be nothing. No mama in the house, you know. A alcohol, a daddy. You know, that is a bad combination. But so happened the Lord blessed this lady to stay with us, to raise us, and to instill in us values. And she was a Christian lady. I was brought up in church. I was brought up in church, Sunday school. I went to Sunday school every Sunday. But it just shows you how they think you're not going to be nothing. If I made that devil out of the line, she instilled in me some value about Jesus. She came in talking about Jesus and how God can heal and how God can bless you. And if you trust him, if you're sick, he can heal you. I'm telling you what she and I was at that time I was 7 years old. And I was taking it all in. Cause that teacher was there. She taught me how to carry yourself and how to don't let men use you. Don't be from one man to another. She taught me, she instilled in that. She was, look, I'm seven years old and she almost 65. So you know they have, you know she gonna show you some old fashioned ways, you know. But she instilled in me the value and the trust in God. See, man, you can make the devil out of a lie. Don't care what they think, you're not going to never be nothing. You can make that devil out of a lie. I made that devil out of a lie. And look at me now. My God, I'm talking to you. And people listen to me, too. You don't have to take that. Don't care if your dad is a drunk. Don't care if your mama is a prostitute. You don't have to live that life. Get a hold of Jesus. You don't have to live it. You don't have to live it. And your daddy said in jail, you don't have to live it. You don't have to say a jail because your daddy said in jail. You don't have to say a jail. You don't have to go to jail because your daddy in jail. Oh, no. You got Jesus. Reach up and get Jesus. You got Jesus. I'm telling you the truth. You don't have to take that. You have to be down in the gutter. Prostitute, you don't have to live that life. Get a hold to Jesus. Get a hold to Jesus. Don't care how you were raised in the ghetto. So what? My God, get a hold to Jesus. God will bring you out of the ghetto. Get a hold to Jesus. He will hold. The Lord will bring you out of the ghetto. If you really want to serve the Lord, you serve God. God will bring you out of the ghetto. Yes, he will. Women, men, God will bring you out of the ghetto. Keep on trusting him. My Lord, don't you shortchange the Lord? Don't you shortchange the Holy Ghost? He bring you out of the ghetto. He bring you out. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Now, we didn't have that much, no. He was a rebel man, but my dad was a rebel man, but throwing away your money. You know, he come home, pocket empty, nothing but a bottle, nothing but a whiskey bottle in his pocket. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I know. But that lady instilled me in us the value of Jesus and hold yourself up and don't take down. Get your education. She said, get your education so you'll be able to take care of yourself. So you won't have to depend on these men to take care of you. You won't have to go to bed with a man because, he can pay your rent. You can work and pay your own rent. You know, you rip and pay your, and buy your own car. If you don't have a car, ride the bus till you can, and ride your bus, ride the bus to work until you can get a car, and drive yourself to work. Telling you the truth, when you got Jesus, you got somebody. You don't care. The one thing, don't care what kind, what go. If you got Jesus, you got. That's all you need. That's all you need. That's all you need. Tell you women. Means to get a hold to Jesus. Get a hold to him. Get a hold to him. God sure will be there to bless you and work things out for you and work miracles for you and work situations out for you. Yes, he will. Yeah. He the same Jesus. He the same Jesus that we read about in the Bible. He the same Jesus. Oh, he will stand by you. He will stand by you. He won't leave you and he won't forsake you. He jumped to you in the midnight hour. Just get in him. Just get in him. I don't think he said, get in me. Touch it. Trust me. Just trust me. I dare you. Just trust me. Just trust me. Lord, yeah. I know the story. No. I'm going to have to take down. I'm going to have to take down. God will send an angel and minister to you. He'll send an angel your way. My God. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Tell you true. Yeah. He will. And there's no hope. There's always hope in Jesus. Not in man, not in woman. But in Jesus, there's hope. There's hope in Jesus. There's hope in Jesus. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My God. Yeah. I thank the Lord. I haven't missed a beat. No. Well, thank you. Having a good time. Party and then this and that. You don't mean I didn't get out there. The Lord had a hand on me so tight. Every time I step out the wrong way. My conscience whooped me. You know. I'm telling you the truth. God was leading me. And yeah, because you know why? Because he had this ministry for me. He had something good for me. He had something good. I didn't know he had this for me. He got something, had something good for me. Listening, how many people tuning me in, listening to me. I don't know how many, but I know it's some, you know. Somebody listen to me. Somebody listen to me. I won't never know. I won't know. I don't know who they are. But somebody tuning me in and listen to me. My Lord, my Lord. My God, my God. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pray this son, then we're going to pray. I'm going to pray.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. Joy that you
with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Yes. Praise the Lord. This on Sunday. Praise God. For those that tune me in, we're going to pray. I know you want to win. You want to win. I'm going to pray. I'm praying right now. Right now for you. My Lord. My Lord. My Lord. Those that tune me in, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know what they're up against, Father. You know what God, the tears from the eyes, Lord. Lift the heavy burden, Lord. You know the burden. Lift the burden. Lift the burden. Father, in the name of Jesus. Set them free. Set them free in the Holy Spirit. Set them free, Father, in the name of Jesus. 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 I know, and you know there's healing out there. There's healing. There's healing. There's sickness. There's sickness. But God, you heal all kinds of sickness. Oh, God. You just need to call on. Oh, Lord. Touch your body. Touch your body. Satan, take your hands off. Satan, I come against you in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. Over his airways, I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Migraine headache, you got to go. Get in that brain. Get in that head, Father. In the name of Jesus. Whatever cause or whatever reason. In the name of Jesus. Tumors, Lord, on the brain, Father. I see. In the breast, Lord. Tumors in the breast. Tumor in the stomach. I see. Tumor in different parts of the body. Dissolve the tumor. Dissolve the tumor. And then I see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those cancer cells got to go. They got to be destroyed. I destroy them in the name of Jesus. I cut the blood flow to the cancer, to the different tumors. Cancer in the tumors, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Name of Jesus in the pressure. No blood pressure. High blood pressure. Regulate the blood pressure. Kidney dialysis. Oh, God. Regulate the blood. The kidneys. The kidneys. The kidneys, Lord. Heal the kidneys. Heal the kidneys. Heal the kidneys, Lord. Heal the kidneys. In the name of Jesus. Heart problem. They can't breathe, Lord. Bronchitis. They can't breathe, Lord. They can't breathe. They have breathing problems. Oh, get in those lungs. Breathe, Holy Ghost. I breathe, Holy Ghost, in the lungs. Breathe, Holy Ghost, in the lungs. The lungs, they can't breathe. Clear the lungs. Clear the lungs. Clear the air passage to the lungs. Let them get air. Let them get air. Let the air flow in the lungs, Father. And then I see. Clear the lungs, Holy Ghost. And then I see in the name of Jesus that breathing condition. I come against it in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood and I speak healing to that breathing condition, Father, in the name of Jesus. That high fever, oh Lord, oh, regulate the high fever. And then I see in the name of Jesus. Oh Jesus, get a hold to, get a hold here, get a hold. Take control, take control, take control, take control, Lord. I don't know, I don't understand, but you know. Take control, Lord. Take control, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh, the finance. Meet the financial need, Father. Oh, Lord. Those people, the water, they can't get in the water. The light bill, the landlord won't pay the light bill. Oh, intervene in that situation, Father. Intervene, Father. Stir them, take your hands. Stir the people. Stir, Lord. Oh, send the water. Stir, Lord, they can get water. They can't get water, Lord, in the apartment, Father. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Help them, help those people, Lord. They can't get water, Lord. The light been cut off, Lord. Oh, Jesus, get a hold to them, whatever the reason the cause. Let the water get turned back on, Father. Oh, Nahasi, in and our soul, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Nahasi, in the soul, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those bereavement family, people that loved ones have died. Lift the burden, Lord. Comfort their heart. Comfort their heart, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Speak to the need. Speak to the need, Father. In the name of Jesus. I'm just nobody. I'm just nobody. I'm nobody. But God, Father, I'm somebody in you. I'm doing what you told me to do, Lord. Anoint me no more. Anoint me no more, Lord. Take control. Take control. Take control. Under the eyes, seeing it, I saw. Take control, Lord. Take control. You got to take control here. Lord, I don't know. I don't understand. But Lord, I see. Lord, I see. But you know that I know. Oh, take control. Take control. Holy Soul. Holy Spirit, take control. Take control. Oh, this broadcast. Take control, Lord. How do you see? Here do you see? Let it hear it. Take play. Let it live. Save it. Set free, but. How do you see? 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 Do you see? I don't know. I don't understand, Lord. But Lord, I see. Give me the understanding, Lord.
Hallelujah, so many eyes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, so. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. You've done me the more, Lord. Done me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Done me, Lord. Done me. Done me, Lord. Hallelujah, Steve. Done me, Lord. Hallelujah, so. Hallelujah, Steve. In the so. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, so. Done me, Jesus. Done me, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 so. Take control, take control. Hallelujah, take control, take control. Hallelujah, 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 take control, take control. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Take control, take control. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Take control, take control. Hallelujah, 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 you still have, you love, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 so. Hallelujah, hallelujah, see. He knows, he knows, he knows, he knows. Hallelujah, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I thank you, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, I thank you. Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Knee replacement. Oh, God. Oh, knee replacement, Lord. Hip replacement. Healing anyone and set free, Lord. Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. You have to doctor hand over. You have to be operated on. You can heal, but, Lord, you use doctors, too. In the name of Jesus, get in their hands, Lord. Set the God tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, those that have to be put on this. They have to be asleep, Lord. Oh, let them be able to sleep. Let the anesthesia be right in the right amount, Father. In the name of Jesus. Working those financial needs, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Set free, set free. Deliver, deliver. Bring blessing. Oh, God. That debt, oh, pre-debt. In the name of Jesus. Pre-debt. In the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you're so good. I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, God. Oh, you're so good. Oh. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Presence
yes, Lord.
Of the Lord. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. Put that together.
blessing.
Prosperity, Evangelista Harris. So glad to be in the land of the living. So glad to be saved. So glad to know Jesus. My Lord, Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Something else I want to say. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Let me see. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthened me. I can do all things. You can do all things through Christ who strengthened you. You can do it through the Lord. And 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. My Lord, acknowledge you. My God, my God. And Luke 1:37, but nothing would be impossible with God. And Mark 11:24, it says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. That's St. Mark 11 and 24. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You can do all things through Christ who strengthened you. Through Christ, my Lord, my Lord. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. My Lord, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Okay. My Lord, okay. My Lord, my Lord. He's good, he's good, he's good, he's good. He's good, he's good, he's good. My Lord, my Lord. Let me see. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, you can write to Evangelist Betty Harris, post office box 38175, Memphis, Tennessee. No, I'm wrong. Post office box 751603. Post office box 751603, Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. People don't write. You all don't write me, I guess. Because some people just don't write. I can understand. I can't say too much. I can't say too much. I can't say too much. I'll leave it in the hands of the Lord. I'm going to lean on him. My Lord, my Lord.
Lean on me.
Yes, Lord. You're going to lean on him.
It's a wonderful thing to have somebody
on the Lord.
On.
Yes, Lord.
Hey.
My God.
Just a few days ago, I was trying to find somebody that was leaning on the Lord. Do me good to serve my Jesus. I wonder what about you tonight? It seems like to me I can hear his voice saying, lean on me when you're not strong.
Yes, Lord. Oh, my God, my God, my God. It got good. It got good. Lean on the Lord. Yes. You lean on everybody else. You got to lean on Jesus. That's our problem. Man will spare you. Your mom and your daddy will spare you, huh? Believe me, the preacher will spare you, too.
Even though things don't all determined in my heart to always sing. I must go on in spite of the cost, or nothing would be a greater loss than not to be able to see him someday. I'm gonna see him face to face.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm a
Oh, my Lord, yes. I'm glad to be able to have bring you to see the prosperity broadcast from Memphis, Tennessee. God, good. God is good. God is good. God is good. All the time. Oh, Lord, let me pray. Let me pray. Oh, let me pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you. When I magnify your name, I thank you, Jesus, for what you are to me. I thank you. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for the people tuning me in. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Work those financial needs out for them. Some of them got financial needs, serious financial needs. Work it out. Let that bill be paid. Pay that bill off, Holy Spirit. Pay the bill. Pay the bill, Father, in the name of Jesus. Debt-free, debt-free. That debt-free come over this airways, Lord. Debt-free, debt-free. Debt-free, debt-free. Debt-free, debt-free, debt-free in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Me to do the supernatural over this airways, Father. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you set free, you heal, Lord. Let your healing breath come over this airways. Let the healing breath of the Holy Ghost come over this airways, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, touch their body, touch their body, touch their body, touch their mind. Move in that household with the children. Oh, Lord, they rooted, they cussing the mama out. They fighting and bickering and arguing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bring that marriage together again. Where that heart is hard as stone, make your heart of flesh, Father. Make them as one, make them as one again, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Touch it, Lord, touch. Touch that pimp, touch that pimp. Got those women on the street prostituting. Get a hold to him, Father. Save him, save him. Touch his heart, touch his mind. Touch his spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in a different neighborhood, Father. Go into the neighborhood in Memphis, Tennessee, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh, now I see. Move, Holy Ghost, move over Memphis, Tennessee, in Memphis, Tennessee. In the airways, move, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, ride. Ride up and down the street. Ride, Holy Spirit. Touch. Change heart. Change mind, Father. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
There's a train coming. You don't need no ticket. You can just step on board. All we need is a little faith to hear the diesel running. We ain't got to have no baggage out. We can just thank the Lord. You tell us, people get ready. There's a train to Georgia. Yes, it is. Don't need no ticket. We just step on board. All we need is faith to hear the diesel humming. We don't need a ticket. We just thank the Lord. I say, thank the Lord. Get ready now. The train is coming.
no ticket, you can just step on board. But all you need is a little faith. You can hear the diesel run. You ain't even got to have no bags. You can just get on board. Hell, why don't you help me tell them? Get ready
for the train to join.
Name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For the minute blessing. Thank you, Lord. The downloading people over the airways tuning me in. That this is, Lord, this is prayer. Let the anointing flow over the airways, Father. Touch whom you wanted to touch. Bless whom you wanted, who you wanted to touch and to bless, Father. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Whatever problem they got, whatever ailment they got, whatever situation they're in, intervene, Holy Ghost. Intervene. You know how to intervene. You know what it is. You know what it is. I send the word. I send the word to heal and deliver. I send the word to set free. I send the word in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, you move. Move, Holy Ghost. Under the I see touch. touching the liver and set free, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Get a hold. Get a hold to them. Get a hold to them, Lord. Save them, Lord. Save them, save them. Save them, save them, save them. Oh, save them, Lord. Oh, go in the jail. Save in the jail, Lord. Save, Lord, the liver. Save, Lord. Change heart. Change mind. In the name of Joe in the jails, you know, in the jailhouse, Father. In the name of Jesus, and save, Father, and deliver and bless you, Father. In the name of Jesus, set free, set free. Oh, Jesus. Now I see. Yes, Lord. There's much prayer needs to be. Much prayer, Lord. Oh, anoint me to pray no more. Anoint me to pray no more, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So many problems. So many ailments. Oh, I send the word. Heal and deliver and set free, Father. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Save the loved one. Save children. Save my nephew, Lord, wherever he is. Bring him up, Lord, whatever he is, Lord. Touch his heart. Touch his mind. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Heal and protect him, Father. Oh, let us hear from him, Lord. Let us hear from him, Father. Holy Ghost, let us hear from him. Holy Ghost, let us hear. Let us hear something, Father. By my nephew, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch his heart, his mind. Save him, Father. Save him. Ah, save him, Father. And I see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Stir him, Lord. Stir him. Ah, no, I see. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yeah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm going away.
Away.
Yes, Lord, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. God is so good. Yeah, tune me back in. I'm going to have a 90 more seconds to be on the air. Tune me every Sunday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Never know what I'm going to say and what I'm going to pray about. Oh, how the Lord, never know how the Lord going to use this broadcast. You'll never know how you're going to use me, but I thank the Lord for this opportunity. I thank God. And bless the people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless the people moving in their behalf. Work out those situations that they think is impossible. Lord, work miracles this weekend. Work miracles in their behalf, Father. Do a supernatural miracle. Whatever the need is, whatever it is, work a miracle, a miracle, a miracle. We're looking for miracles this week. We're looking for miracles in the name of Jesus. We're looking for miracles on the heart, on the body, on the lungs. Touch the lungs in the name of Jesus. Touch the heart. Oh, God, get that fluid out the body. Fluid on the body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let those legs and ankles go down. It's sweating. The ankles and the hands and the knuckles go down, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Work a miracle here. Miracle over the airway. A miracle, Father. We're looking for a miracle, a supernatural miracle. Oh, do the impossible this week. Do the impossible, Father. And those finances, touch those different persons and vehicles, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let money come in. And, oh, blessing with money, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, what about B? Let me take B out of here. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.